Yeah, you know what time it is? We can let down our hair, the moon is high, and we are lunatics now. It's deep in the safe harbor. It's Dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back, down a shot of hard liquor, and try to have some fun. And I'm your creepy guide across the river Styx.
Abandon all hope.
Daddy going to give you something to drink now. In the studio with Hardwood Forrest Connor, my producer and engineer, we have investigator Shelley Wright from Wright's Coin Shop. Shelley, you were telling me earlier that it's amazing how many of our listeners are coming into your shop, and not just locals, but people from elsewhere.
Right, right. Everybody who listens, they're so wonderful, and they're so good to me, and so sweet, and not scary at all, and which is really wonderful. And, yeah, a lot of you have visited me this week, and it's been really great seeing you all.
Well, it just goes to show that, I mean, the reach of this program is pretty amazing.
It is. It truly is.
And we love the fact that people just want to hang out here Saturday nights. They want to listen to the show. They realize that we're having fun here, passing along all this weirdness.
Mm-hmm.
But they also can take that next step and physically interface with you, mm-hmm. Shelley Wright. And now, what's the big thing? What's happening now at Wright's Coin Shop?
Well, right now, we are having an exceptionally hard time keeping things in stock. Silver has gone down a little bit more, so it's a great buying opportunity. We're having a really tough time keeping silver eagles in, and 90% silver, but we're doing our best. And 10-ounce silver bars, just, you know, if we don't have it, just leave me your name and number, and I will call you. Or we'll probably have what you're looking for in within a day or two.
And it's a great time to purchase.
It is a wonderful time to purchase. It is.
How can people find you?
They can come to our store at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville. Or they can call me at 828-298-5402.
That is 828-298-5402. And if they just want some advice, you can give them some advice.
Definitely. Definitely.
All right. Well, I've got this stack of crazy stories, and I've got the Florida bell here. I still don't know how this bell is used the rest of the time.
It's ours now.
The rest of the week. Forrest, have you ever heard this bell used on Pete Callender's show or anything like that?
Never.
I don't know why it's here. But we, as long as it's here, we will continue to make use of it. And so, what the heck, we may as well start tonight in the city of Wyoming, Florida. Didn't know there was one. Ever heard of that?
No.
Wyoming, Florida. Apparently, in the, I presume, small town of Wyoming, Florida, a woman, from what we understand here now, some of the details are a little bit sketchy. I think some people don't want to explain exactly what happened here. But my understanding is a woman came outside of her house one morning and was surprised to find that someone had carved basically a tree in her yard into a huge male phallus. And neighbors are not liking this.
That takes some determination.
It's quite a landmark.
Yes.
I don't know if it shows up on Google Earth.
Let's see.
It's like, just take a left at the big phallus and hang a right, and you'll be at the grocery store. Yeah, neighbors, they complained to police. This is ridiculous. You know, why does this woman have a gargantuan? Well, she says that she's not sure what happened. She's not behind this. She said that she's thinking that somebody might have come over and done this in the middle of the night. But that's going to be loud, huh?
You'd think so.
To carve a huge piece of wood into something that...
It was
beautiful
aliens.
And artistic.
It was aliens.
To smooth and grind and blast and I don't know all the things that have to be done to get it just right. You think it was aliens?
That was it. No, it was aliens. Had to be.
People aren't getting the crop circle message. They're like, okay, they're too stupid. Let's give them something a little more obvious. We're going to start seeing mysterious phalluses popping up all around the world. As long as they're in the yard, that's fine. We just don't want them to start incorporating them into more private and intimate places. Next we go to Akron, Ohio. You know that movie Needful Things? The Stephen King novel was turned into a movie?
Yes.
It's one of my favorites, and I believe that a little running gag is, of course, obviously the protagonist there is an antiques dealer who turns out to be the devil. But whenever people ask him where he's from, he says, I'm from Akron, Ohio. I believe that's what he said. Anyway, in Akron, Ohio, there is a woman who has been begging on the streets. However, she is not homeless. And she's not desperately hungry. She wants bigger breasts. Much to the dismay of fellow beggars who desperately need money for food or a roof over their heads, this bikini-clad woman has been making all the money and turning heads, pleading for her plastic surgery. Apparently she holds a sign that reads, not homeless, need boobs. She's 37 years old and even has, it says here, a bodyguard who works free of charge.
I'm sure.
In some places we call that a pimp. she says, hey, look, I'm not begging. I'm being honest. She said, I see people panhandling every day, so why not panhandle for boobs? It's original. I've never seen anybody else do it. In 2 hours, she brought in $46 recently. You know, I mean, that's quite a bit for 2 hours of just saying, gimme. But her goal is $5,058. Right down there to the last dollar, she has it planned out. $5,058. Says she's a university student and a single mother. And the money she earns as a bartender covers her bills and education, but not enough for the implants. And that she's getting a lot of attention from motorists honking their horns and people requesting pictures and whatnot. Does that sound like a noble cause to you, Shelley Wright?
Not really. I mean, if you were collecting money for cancer research, I give her an A for ingenuity.
I suppose. I mean, is that a big issue, you think, for a woman? It's a big issue for her. Is it enough to go out and...
I'm probably the wrong one to ask.
Uh-huh. Why is that?
Well, if you've ever seen me.
Uh-huh.
I don't...
You can't relate to that.
Sorry.
Okay. Maybe you should do a deal with her. I'm not sure what I mean by that, but there are procedures.
Dirty, whatever it is.
Next story, Venezuela. Did you guys realize that apparently there is a day in July called Ice Cream Day, National Ice Cream Day.
Every day is Ice Cream Day.
Yeah. What's your favorite ice cream, Shelley?
My favorite flavor of chocolate.
Oh,
anything chocolate.
Straight up chocolate.
Straight up chocolate.
Forrest, what's your favorite?
I have to go with black cherry.
Really?
Yes.
I'm a chocolate chip cookie dough kind of guy.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But maybe we should change our preferences someday, Forrest. Not now. We are still fairly young men. But they say if you go to Venezuela, skip Ben and Jerry's and all that, because in the city of Merida in Venezuela, they now will sell you a pint of Viagra ice cream. And, I presume when they say Viagra ice cream, they don't explain deeper than that, but I'm assuming it's ice cream with Viagra in it. So, I guess it's for all you ladies out there who are trying to seduce men, right?
It's always for the ladies, right?
You buy them the Viagra ice cream.
Uh-huh.
Is it self-serve?
We're going to have to go to Venezuela and investigate this, aren't we?
We are.
Hopefully not. Or maybe it starts that way, and then the more you eat it, we know what happens. According to this story here, Ice Cream Day, or Ice Cream Month, really, was decreed by Ronald Reagan in 1984. Mr. Jelly Beans there. Jelly Bellies, wasn't that his big thing?
Yeah.
Here we go. We couldn't get through tonight without some type of a zombie-oriented story. Yep. Now, here's one from National City, California. You know how the zombie thing, it seems to start with people getting naked?
Yes.
Well, it says here, a nude woman walking on a California highway, according to witnesses, 10 a.m. in the morning, caused a car crash. It says that, well, basically, it seems that she wrecked her car, and then she got out of her car, took off her clothes for no apparent reason, and went walking down the freeway in a total zombie-like daze. You know, this is ABC News.
Didn't that happen with the guy last week who wrecked a car and took his clothes off and then got out of the car?
Yeah, something like that. And you know what? There's another story about a guy in Texas that we'll get to in a minute who did something along these lines as well. People were breaking out cell phone cameras, shooting this woman, this naked woman, as she's wandering around, and cars are swerving, trying to avoid hitting her. Eventually, it says, off-duty police officer was trying to direct traffic and protect the woman. They got her eventually, and now she's undergoing a mental evaluation. But when you hear this story after the break about this guy who stripped down naked in Dallas, Texas, it's even weirder what this fella did. It's the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange. I'm Joshua P. Warren. We'll tell you all about that and a lot more right after this. Under the bar light.
Like a dead man from a white oak tree. People sitting on porches thinking how things used to be. Dark night. It's a dark night. Stranger, into darkness.
Yeah, it's the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. This is the hour when we warn you, you know, turn off the radio if you are easily offended, if there are children nearby. We are digging into some of the more controversial and outrageous news of the past week or so. And, you know, we're not making this stuff up. We're just reporting it as delicately as we can. And, in fact, if you want to follow up on any of these stories yourself, you can easily do so. That's one thing that Mobius loves to do. Go to our Facebook page, and thank you again for all the people who are liking our Facebook page there and our little like our page drive. And see the original source material in most cases. So, also keep in mind, this show brought to you in large part by the Sunshine Simple solar generator for the home. I actually lost my power for a few hours since the last program, and so I broke out the Sunshine Simple, fired it up without a problem. It was all seamless. I mean, it sits right there in my house. It's just a box about the size of a desktop computer case. It's got five outlets on it, just like the ones that you have in your wall. You just plug whatever you need into it and run it. It was something my team and I created so that we wouldn't have to stress out when the power goes down. If you want to check this thing out, just go watch the free video demonstration. You'll see me explaining how this solar generator works. It's the world's most powerful solar generator for the price. Again, watch that free video. It's only a few minutes at sunshinesimple.com, sunshinesimple.com. And another thing, never runs out of fuel because it's powered by the sun. So I mentioned before the break, Dallas, Texas. Now, this is a weird one. Speaking of naked people, and naked people who are flipping out and just doing things that we can't quite explain. A naked man, stole a truck. He goes zooming off in the stolen truck, 35-year-old man. And then this man, in like some kind of dramatic scene out of an action film, just blasts through the double doors of a shopping mall. It's amazing he didn't kill somebody. Just glass flies. It's just an explosion as this guy just, who knows how fast he was going, okay? Explodes into this shopping mall. Everybody's screaming. People are running. Door opens. Slightly disoriented looking naked man comes sort of staggering out. People are running in different directions. Kids are freaking out. He creamed several kiosks and everything. But anyway, after the guy got out of the truck, he walked over to the closest store there, which was a clothing store, and he just began to calmly dress himself with clothes. Apparently, he put on a shirt and pants, and then he put on some socks, and then a brand new pair of Nike Jordan sneakers. So, Dallas police officers arrive, and they see this guy just sitting there chilling out. He didn't seem to be stressed at this point, didn't see what the big deal was. Officers say that, you know, he, quote, was not in his right mind, end quote. And so they told him to, you know, take off some of the clothes, but not all of them. I mean, they took the Nike Jordans off.
But please wear pants.
Right. They didn't want to strip him back down to naked.
No.
And then they took him out that way. Who knows how this shop was reimbursed. But, again, no explanation. For why a naked man did such a thing. Why was he naked to begin with? How does that relate to his behavior? It's one of those stories. We've said it a million times. When somebody starts to get naked these days, you better just run. Because something very weird and creepy and disturbing is probably going to happen. Next story here comes to us from Hawaii. This is a pretty strange one as well. This is a story about an attorney. And, you know, we all have our attorney jokes. We know that attorneys are often considered scummy people. So anyway, this woman, a 21-year-old woman, she went to see an attorney, a 64-year-old man. And she wanted to talk with him about her child custody case. And so, anyway, so she's sitting there talking to him. And he looks like he's a little bit distracted while he's looking at her. And he's got that kind of glassy gaze. He's looking her up and down. And he reached over and started touching her arm a little bit. And I guess she thought, well, maybe he's being sympathetic to what's happening. And so then he said, "You look so good. It's too bad you're married." And then she said he made, quote, "a weird sound," end quote. Doesn't try to describe what the weird sound is. But then he moves his body over closely, and he wrapped his arms around her, and he hugged her up nice and tightly in his arms, and then he lowered his face right next to her ear. And of course, this is when I say, "Shh, I just want to look at you." And he began to lick her ear. Just lick and suck on her ear. Now, somehow this reminds me of the first story I read about the toe sucker of Walmart, right?
Right.
You have something on your mind, Shelley? I can tell.
I don't remember. I remember the licking of the ear. I don't remember reading about the sucking of the ear.
I'm assuming that went on.
Uh-huh.
You can't lick the ear and not suck it at the same time.
While you're in there, you might as well.
Just gobble it up.
For a penny and for a pound.
To a certain extent, I imagine what probably was happening.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, he's licking her ear, and of course, at this point, supposedly she pushes him away, and says, you know, this is wrong, and she turned the guy in. Well, of course, the lawyer, being a lawyer, he said, "Oh, this is ridiculous. She initiated the hug." And, you know, it was just, we were being affectionate. Well, a judge didn't buy that, but they've ordered him, the attorney, to pay a $250 fine. Apparently a prosecutor involved here said, these are the actions of a dirty old man. So, I guess being a dirty old man is only worth about $250 to the courts.
I guess so.
You ever had anything like that happen to you, Shelley?
Have they ever had a dirty old man
just embrace you and start going at it?
No.
Not yet.
No.
What if I give a free book?
Stop. Do not show up at my shop and try to lick my ear.
But it's got to be on video. Oh, man. Okay, where are we going next here? Wisconsin. St. Croix Falls, Wisconsin. 52-year-old woman arrested after a police officer discovered her lying naked in front of her house, spread eagle. They say, I mean, she was putting on quite a display there. For everybody who was coming by. I mean, if you don't know about the birds and the bees, she was giving you half the lesson there. And says apparently the woman said, "Oh, well, you know, I've just been sunning." We're coming up on a break here. also says that she had been drinking, and at some point it seemed perfectly logical for her to go outside. She had some pillows and stuff around to make herself comfy, and, yeah, just put on a grand display, making sure everybody knows where babies come from. We're going to take a break. When we come back, a story about, let me just say three words. Teacher, student, funeral. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to The Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange. Producer Forrest Connor. We have investigator Shelley Wright of Wright's Coin Shop. It's the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange. Another warning, you know, we're talking about the more outrageous and controversial news. Not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. If you fall into those categories in any way, just turn off the radio. And come back and listen to whatever's on after this next hour. But it's our duty, our God-given obligation, to share this type of material with you here. You can't flinch at reality. The unflinching reality of the world we live in. The show, you know, we were talking about Tesla and invisibility, and the Higgs boson, and groundbreaking concepts of science, and now we're down to, you know, naked people, spread eagle,
showing their naughty bits.
Yeah. The show that explores the summit of mankind's enlightenment, the pit of his depravity. A couple things before we continue here. Don't forget, if you are interested in owning a part of Dracula's castle, that's right, the real Dracula's castle, go to joshuapwarren.com. There is no period after the P, joshuapwarren.com, and check out the little package I put together there for you. Very, very limited quantity. Secondly, Belle Sheer is coming up in Asheville the last weekend of this month. It is the largest bash, outdoor bash in the Southeast every year. And we have these tours, you know, the Haunted Asheville Ghost Tours. And we take people to the museum and all that, but we can't really do them Belle Sheer weekend. It's just a madhouse. So we're offering a special if you want to take the Haunted Biltmore Village Tour that weekend only, $2 off per person. Go to hauntedasheville.com. Make your reservation now. Haunted Asheville. It's a good one, isn't it?
It is. It's a really fun one.
We dug up all kinds of weird stuff that you've never heard about Haunted Biltmore Village. HauntedAsheville.com. This is a story from Oklahoma. one of these teacher-student stories. Here we have a 42-year-old woman. And, well, to be technically accurate, she's the teacher's aide. And apparently she went to a funeral that was also attended by a 16-year-old male student. And at the funeral, they ended up, I guess, expressing their remorse in the back of a pickup truck at the cemetery. Yeah. One of the old teacher-student stories. But I've never heard of them doing it in a cemetery at a funeral. Later, it says they hooked up again in the boy's truck, and this time his cousin was sleeping in the back seat when they were having their fun in the front. So but I guess when they say back seat pickup truck, I don't know if this had an extra cab deal or if he was literally in the back. But I don't know what that means. So, yeah, that's pretty morbid and weird. And
ew.
Yeah, yeah. But some people, they like getting it on in creepy gothic places.
Pickup truck is just not creepy, morbid.
Oh, I've seen some creepy pickup trucks. I've seen some spooky stuff go on in pickup trucks. Okay, here is one from Gainesville, Florida. Jealous woman in a fight with her husband decided to take out her rage on him while he was sleeping. She's 39 years old. She went into her husband's room there and poured a pot of boiling water on his groin. Of course, he jumped up at that point. He awakened and ran very quickly to the bathroom, where she began hitting him on the head with a baseball bat. That's a bad argument, huh?
That's bad. Get a divorce.
Of course, 911 was called, and right now, you know, they're going to charge the woman with torture and attempted murder and all these things. That's spooky. Yeah. If you have the kind of woman who can do that, don't come back home after you do whatever it is you did. Just don't come back home.
Don't come back. Disappear.
You better just stay at your new girlfriend's house or something. Now, that story I just read was from Gainesville, Florida. This story is from Gainesville, Florida. Two in a row from the same town. Florida man arrested for pulling a gun on his girlfriend after she broke his bong. Okay, well, you know, that it could have been a lot worse. There are a lot of things a woman could break. I mean, she could have been like the woman in the last story.
Oh, yes.
But, you know, similar, just same city. People in Gainesville are flipping out now. They're having fights. And this guy will kill you, potentially, if you break his bong. You know what a bong is, right?
I know what a bong.
A bong.
A bong.
Do you remember that old Paul Harvey?
Paul thing? Harvey. Bong. Nobody says it like Paul Harvey. Bong.
It's a bong. It's a device used to...
A water pipe. I think that's what it's legally called now. Shelley, you're a cat woman, right?
Yes,
you're
I am.
You're a cat person. Now, cats, they have this special ability, male cats, to squirt their bodily fluid on things, don't they?
Yes.
Okay. Now, have you seen this happen?
I have girl cats, but yes, I have, I believe.
How? Now, Forrest, you've been around cats. Have you seen this happen?
I have not.
Okay, the question here, before I dig into this story from Kazakhstan, is, How far can a house cat shoot that stuff?
Pretty far.
Really?
Yeah. I mean...
Give us a...
I don't know.
Ballpark. A foot?
Double its body length? Triple its body length?
Oh, I don't know. Just a long way. You just... Yeah.
I don't think you've seen this. You're just making that up.
I'm not making it up.
Well, why can't you tell us?
Well, I don't know. Just go on.
We've touched on some kind of uncomfortable subject for Shelley. I don't know what this means. Shelley, can you explain what's going on here?
I don't know. I just want to hear the rest of the story.
Something weird's happening here, Forrest.
It is.
Well, you have at least established they can shoot at a good distance.
They can shoot.
Well, imagine what happens when a tiger does that. And imagine what happens when a tiger does that at the circus. And imagine what happens when the tiger does it at the circus and it hits the audience in the face.
Ew, getting doused by a tiger pee. That's a bad night.
They're calling it a peculiar performance. They say the jet launched easily 6 feet or more, and it hit, of all things, the VIP box. This was at the Moscow Circus. And the tiger was on top of a stand. The tiger tamer cracked his whip. But instead of performing the act, the tiger lifted his leg, and the people got a very rank performance that night. They say that, if you think it's bad when a house cat does it, imagine when a tiger does it. It's strong. It probably smells like durian the rest of the night.
Ew.
Ugh.
Yeah. Coming up on a break, and I've got three more stories that we're going to try to squeeze into the next segment here. Ending with a story that, if you've heard it, everybody's talking about this one. I'm not even going to give it away. Just stick around for the last segment of the show. It's the Dark 30 Hour when we dig into the most outrageous, controversial, and yes, to some people, offensive material that has been hitting the news headlines over the past week or so. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and it's the program where the unusual becomes usual. Tell all your friends about it. You can check us out through our website. We got podcasts up there at speakingofstrange.com. You can just tune in if you're in the area. But we are all over the world. It's called Speaking of Strange. In the final minutes of tonight's Speaking of Strange, I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. This is the Dark 30 Hour, when we report to you some of the most outrageous and controversial news, not for children, not for the easily offended. So, you know, turn off the radio and come back at the top of the hour here if you somehow fall into that category, because we have three stories we're just going to end the show with tonight, and they're all, as far as we can tell, legitimate news stories. Remember, speakingofstrange.com has more information on a lot of these topics, and we hope that you'll follow up with us there. We'll start with a biographer who told the Huffington Post that Mick Jagger has slept with over 4,000 women, and that this is probably a low figure throughout the course of his life. 4,000 women. And the author claims that among those people that he has slept with are Angelina Jolie, Uma Thurman, Farrah Fawcett, Carly Simon, and David Bowie. David Bowie. Now, they're saying that, well, the nature of the romantic relationships there is controversial. Some are saying it was more like a tag team that they were working on together. But you know what? Even though never in my wildest dreams have I imagined Mick Jagger and David Bowie being intimate with each other, but now that I've heard it, it somehow makes perfect sense. I can see it.
I can see it, too. And I really don't want to.
I don't know how to explain that. I mean, I guess I could, but I won't. But, you know, right now they're still thinking that Gene Simmons may have the crown. They claim that he's been with, you know, closer to 5,000 women. So that's a club that we have to get involved with here, Forrest. I mean, we're probably, what, somewhere around the 2,500, 3,000 mark, something like that. We're just...
Speak for yourself, dude.
We're sophomores in there. Well, look, if you're not so lucky, if you're not having the same type of success as Mick Jagger and Gene Simmons, here's a story from the UK. Shelley, have you ever heard of snuggery?
No, not snuggery.
Well, there is a woman who's made quite a profession, they say, in the UK, $60 an hour. And she owns and operates what they call a snuggery business. Basically, you walk in there, you pay, again, $60 for an hour, and then you just lay down and snuggle with her and spoon her.
Aw.
Wow, that's romantic, is it? And apparently they claim that it's perfectly normal for you to become, you know, excited. You just can't act on it. Snuggery's okay, but that's it. And they say that they take place in a private room. There can be other people present, and you just cuddle up and just rub around. It's a legitimate business. Now, you see, that's entrepreneurship right there. Times are tough, and anybody, well, maybe not anybody, but a lot of people could open up a snuggery and start making mad dough tomorrow. Start raking in some cheddar. And, okay, so here's this last story that everybody's been talking about from San Francisco, California. A guy was going through the airport there. Guy from New York going through the San Francisco airport, and the TSA noticed something on his body, a large weapon, quote, very noticeable. So they came over and they started, what's the term they used there? Patting him down.
Frisking.
Frisking, yeah. So apparently somebody grabbed a hold of this object that he was smuggling in and said, "What is that?" And he gave a three-word response. I can't say it. It's my blank, he said. But it reminds me of Richard Nixon, if that gives you a clue. Turns out this guy has the world's largest you-know-what. They say he holds the record for it. The largest one. 9 inches at one point. Well, look 13.5. I don't even know how to say what I mean to say. It changes, it transforms from 9 inches to 13.5. I read this and I realized this is why I keep getting stopped at the airport. It's that weapon of mass destruction. And that's going to do it for this edition of the program. I thank Brian Hall, Forrest Connor, John Anderson, Mobius, and Kuka. It's Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. Till next time, we'll be at speakingofstrange.com. Join us next week. You are commanded!